So that's the one we're going to actually be singing. It was on the calendar for next month, and so you got a little sneak preview of it. So now you can't say next week you haven't heard it, because you have. All right. Go ahead and take your Bibles, turn to James chapter 4 this morning. James chapter 4. We're going to be looking at verses 13 through verse 17 of James chapter 4. I want to ask a question this morning. What is your life? What is your life? Now, as we go through this morning, we're going to look at three simple truths in regards to what is your life. But I want to ask you a question as we begin. What is your life? There are some things in regards to our life that we need to realize and to understand. Because if we have a proper view and a proper understanding of what our life is and what it is not, it will affect our daily living. It will affect everything about us. Because our understanding and our view of certain areas will impact what we do with what we have and the time that we have. If you're able to, please stand with me. James chapter 4, starting verse number 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Actually, chapter 4, not chapter 5. There we are. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and to do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Heavenly Father, we love you. And we thank you for this time that we can open your word. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. It be your words, not mine. Lord, help our minds and our hearts to be focused on what you have for us. Lord, help us to respond in a way that would glorify you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. What is your life? Look with me again in verse number 14. We're going to be jumping around a little bit in this chapter, but I want you to look at verse number 14. It says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. I want us to understand this morning a simple truth we all know. What is your life? It is short. Your life is short. Now we say, well, preacher, we know this. We understand this. We've been taught this many times. But I believe it's something we need to be reminded of, because the way we live our lives today, we live as we're never going to die. We live as we have our whole life to do whatever we please. There's never going to be an end to it. We live our lives as if we can continue just going and going and doing what we're doing, and there's going to be no consequences. There's going to be no end to our life. Let us remember this morning, life is short. Life is frail. Now please don't take this the wrong way this morning, because we have some that are in this state. But life is frail. It is interesting, when you're first born, life is frail. When you're a little baby, life is frail. There's a lot of sicknesses, a lot of things that you face as a little young person, as a baby. And that's why the first few months after birth is very crucial to make sure things are done right and to stay away from certain diseases and different things. Why? Because life is frail. That's why even as a baby, you've got to be careful about their heads because it's all soft and you don't want to put too much pressure on the head. That's why if a baby falls off of something, you're a little nervous because they're not as mature and as grown and they're frail. As you get older, we tend to find out life is frail. We tend to find out some of the things we thought we could do the rest of our lives are affecting us. Life is frail. We find out that our teeth that we thought we didn't have to take much care of and do much with start to fall out and rot out because we didn't take care of these. Life is frail. We start to find out that our nice, beautiful faces that look so pretty have become wrinkly and old looking. We realize those that used to have hair, life is frail because the hair falls out every time you comb it. That's why I don't comb my hair anymore, because I don't want any more to fall out. We find out life is frail. We used to be able to run miles and leap over everything, and now we have to hold on to everything to get from point A to point B. And sometimes we have to sit down in between point A and point B. We realize life is frail. We realize that we're not always going to be here. Life is short. Life is frail. We also understand that death is certain. It's appointed unto a man once to die. Every one of us, unless the Lord comes back before, we're going to face death. Do you know there are things on the internet you can do, supposedly, that are going to make you live forever? You're never going to die. How many of you even want to do that? I mean, I look at that and go, what's the point of that? Because if I have to live forever with all the aches and pains and all the things that come about, I'm ready to go to heaven to get my new body and be with God for all of eternity. Well, I don't want to be on this earth and have to go through all the pain and suffering. But some people think they can do certain things to take care of them and they're going to live forever. But life is short. Let me share a couple things that I found on the internet. So if you do want to live forever, supposedly, this is going to help you. Every day, you need to submerge yourself in an ice bath. Supposedly, if you do that every day, that will do something to your body system, and it will help take care of any diseases, anything you have in your body. It will shock it, and you're going to live forever. So those that want to try this, what you're supposed to do is put the coldest water you can, and you're supposed to get anywhere from 5 to 8 packs of ice and put it in there. Let it sit for about 1 to 2 hours. And then you're supposed to fully submerge your body into the water. And you're supposed to be in there as long as you can. They said preferably 1/2 hour to 1 hour. And you're going to live forever. Who wants to go try that? Yeah, Caden, you would. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to live forever. There is another thing that's supposed to help you, and it's supposed to help your health, but it's supposed to help you live forever. Now, all of us have heard about drinking vinegar, and vinegar is supposed to help clean your body out. It's a good thing. It's supposed to help you. But they said if you drink anywhere from 2 to 4 gallons of vinegar a day, you will live forever. I don't know about that. I know I'll be visiting the restroom the rest of my life, but I don't know if I'm going to live forever. So there's some other ones I came across. If you want something fun, Google that, and you can find some interesting things. But let us be reminded, life is short. Life is short. We are going to live forever, and I'm glad we're not going to live forever. But what is your life? Your life is short. There's not much time to your life. The average person lives around 70 to 75 our day and age. So if you're over that, you're on borrowed time. All right? Just kidding. But about 70 to 75. Usually after 70-ish, that's when all the aches and pains start to happen. Have you noticed that? Now, I'm not there yet, so I don't know. Brother Rich and some others, I just look at their lives. But After 70, that's when some of the aches and pains really start to hit and come in, right? That's when you start to feel it. Now, Brother Steve, you're getting close to that age, aren't you? You're getting close to that, so those are going to start coming in a little bit here. You're going to start facing it. Rex? There's an exception to the rule. Some have to make it to 70. Some just have to make it to about 50, and then you have them. And all those start to set in. But life is short. Don't let us forget how short life is. We're not guaranteed another moment, another second, another breath. We could be done today. The Lord could come back. We could die. We could be done. We don't know. We don't know. But life is short. What is your life? Your life is short. We live in the mentality, you see, especially some of the young people, they think they have their whole life to live. Now, I have to admit, I've done some not so smart things in my life, but not compared to some of these young people today. Okay? Some of the stunts and some of the things they try to do is a little insanity. Now, I like to have fun. When I was a kid, my favorite thing in life was my BMX, my bike. I loved my bike. And I would damage that thing because I would do certain things. Now, one of the best things I love to do is I would get volunteers to lay on the concrete. And I would make these wood ramps. We made a wood ramp before. We also made a go-kart out of wood, and we did other things. But this wood ramp, and I would take my bike up and over them. I would get volunteers for this. And I would go up and over. And one time I crashed down, and I actually bent the front wheel of my tire of my bike. But I lived. That's the dangerous I got. This day and age, just look on the internet what people do. The insanity of those things. Because they think nothing's going to get them. But life is short. We're all going to face death. We're all going to leave this world. We're not guaranteed another moment, another second of our lives. I remember as a young person, I thought, you know what, old people, I'm never going to be like that. I don't understand why they're old. I mean, I tell you, if they would just take care of themselves and do what they're supposed to do, this is the mentality of a kid. And if they would just do those things, oh, they wouldn't have all the problems. Well, guess what, young people? Matthew, one day you're going to be old. One day you're going to have no hair. One day you're going to be about 200 pounds heavier. One day you're going to be walking hunched over like this. And you're not going to realize what happened to you. It's coming. Life is short. But I also want to see this in regards to what is your life. Your life is not yours. Your life is not yours. Look at verse 13 again. And then verse 14. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Where is he known? Not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? Is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Life is not yours. Life's short. But what is your life? It's not yours. Some people say, well, you're not supposed to make plans. That is not what this is talking about. It's talking about allowing God to make the plans in your life. Let God's will be done in your life. See, what is taking place is they were so concerned in their life, their pleasures, what they wanted to accomplish, what they wanted to get, to buy, sell, and get gain. They were so materialistic in this day of what they were doing. It says, hey, don't be focused on the material. Be focused on God. Don't worry about tomorrow because God is sovereign. God is in control. Let God's will be done in your life. What is your life? It's not yours. It's God's. Oh, we know this preacher. We're bought with the price. Yes. We've heard this many times. But your life and my life is not ours. Don't get so caught up in what you want to accomplish in life. Get caught up in what God wants to accomplish in and through your life. Did you get that? There's a big difference. Don't get caught up in what you want to accomplish. But get caught up in what God wants accomplished in and through your life, because it's not yours. Now, many times we ask kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? Have you ever been asked that, or have you ever asked someone, Brendan, what do you want to be when you grow up? You don't have to answer. But we've asked those questions, right? But the better question is, what does God want you to be when you grow up? What does God want to do in your life? What does God want you to accomplish for Him? Even in our lives as we're older in our lives, your life is not about you, it's about God. We have to realize it's to serve Him and to please Him. It's not what you want to accomplish today. It's God's will for your life. How many made plans before and the plans got ruined? Now, I'm a planner, and even our church calendar I like to do for the whole year. But those have been around a long time. How many know how the church calendar changes a lot? Because what do we try to do? We make plans, right? And we have all this stuff written down. And what usually happens? Something happens and you got to change certain things in that. But your life is not yours, it's God. Let God dictate your steps. We have all our plans, our will, what we want done. I've shared this before. When I was younger, I had my plans in life. I was going to be a police officer. I was going to be a millionaire before I was 21. I had all these plans what I was going to do. I had my inventions, and I've shared those before, and I'll share them with you another time. And I had all these ideas what I was going to do. But it's not mine. Your life is not yours. Your life is God's. You see, it's not about what we want to accomplish today or tomorrow. It's what God wants to accomplish in your life. See, what is your life? Your life is put here for a reason and purpose. If you're saved by the blood of the Lamb, if you're a child of His, your life is put here for a purpose and a reason, and it's to live for God and serve Him. What is your life? Your life is not about you. It's not about me. It's about Him, and we better be serving and living Him, for Him. Now think about it. Tomorrow, what is your life? Your life is not yours. Your life's about God. So if my life's about God tomorrow, it should dictate the steps and everything I do tomorrow. If my life is not mine, then my speech better not disgrace the name of my God. See, if my life is not about me and it's about Him, then what comes out of my mouth ought to glorify God with it. You see, we're missing the boat. We say, well, life is short. Yes, life is short. And that's what our life is. It's short. But during that short span of life, we are supposed to be living a certain way, and we're supposed to be doing God's will in our lives during that short time. And when I realize it's not mine and it's about Him, I realize everything I do tomorrow ought to glorify God. See, I only have a short amount of time on this earth to live. And I have to realize my life is short, but I have to realize it's not about me. So tomorrow, it's not about me and what speech I want to speak. It's about what God wants out of my mouth. God says a lot about what comes out should come out of our mouth. It should be seasoned with salt. It should not provoke. It should bring glory to God. And we can go on a whole message on what ought to come out of our mouth. You know what ought not to come out of our mouth? There's a lot in Scripture that talks about that too. God's name in vain ought not to come out of our mouth. Taking and putting down the things of God should not come out of our mouth. Disrespect to our wives or to our husbands ought not to come out of our mouth. You see, it's not about me. It's about God. And if I'm living that life that's pleasing to Him, and I realize what my life is, it's about Him. It's going to be careful what comes out. See, what is your life? It's not yours. So my life, not mine. You know what that means? I'm not going to throw a fit about certain things. What do you mean, preacher? Well, they were worried about buying and selling and gaining and all those things. You know what happens when I realize it's not about me and it's not my life? I don't need material things to make me happy. I don't need material things to make me happy. Oh, I understand we have to eat. I understand we need clothing. I understand we need essentials of life. But the essentials of life is not what makes me happy. If I realize it's not mine, it's his, and I realize life is short, I'm not going to get upset if someone tells me what to wear or not what to wear. If someone tells me what to eat or not to eat. If someone tells me where I should go and where I should not go. If someone tells me, because it's not mine, and my life is to please God with it. What is your life? It's short. We don't have much time. It's not yours. We got to do God's will in our life. It's not yours. But look at verse 15 and verse 17. And we'll wrap this all together and put this together this morning. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth the good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. See, what is your life? It's short. What is your life? It's not yours. What is your life? It is God's. We got to humble ourselves and come to the place to realize our life is God's. It's not ours. It's God's. And when we realize it's not God, there's some points here that I want us to see. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. See, if it's not mine, and if it's God's, I'm not going to rejoice in my boastings. I'm not going to rejoice in my sins. I'm not going to rejoice in my materialistic gains of life. I'm not rejoicing in that which is evil. That's what it says in that verse. What is my life? About pleasing God. But my life should not rejoice in evil. There are many believers today that boast and rejoice in evil. Now, I'm not going to give you a list of do's and don'ts right now, but I'm going to tell you this. There are certain things we as a believer ought not to do. And verse 17 hits it. We're going to hit it in a minute. There's a lot of things that you and I should not do in our lives. But even when we do those, we should not rejoice in those. Look at verse 17. To him that knoweth the good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. What do we know we're supposed to do? Serve God, live for God. With everything we have. I'm not to rejoice in evil. I'm to serve God. Let me ask each of us a question this morning. When you and I do not do what we're supposed to do, it is what? What is the thing we're supposed to do with our life? Please God. When I don't please God with my life, today, tomorrow, next week, I am sinning against God. See, life is short. God's only given me a certain amount of time on this earth. It's not my life. It's his life. And because it's his life, it's about him. And because it's about him, I got to please him. I got to serve him. I got to live for him. And I got to realize when I'm not pleasing God, I'm sinning against God. What does it mean not to please God? It means not to do what God has told us to do. How do you not please your parents or your boss or those in authority over you? When you don't do what they're supposed to do. When you don't listen and don't heed and you don't do. Now, I understand that people look at the Bible as a book of do's and don'ts. But I think that's the wrong way to look at the Word of God. Because it's His commandments are not grievous. Why is His commandments not grievous? They're not grievous if my heart is right and I want to serve God and live for God. And when I want to please God with my life, I don't look at this as a do's and don'ts. I look at this as a way to please God or not please God. I look at it a way that, hey, if I follow His commandments, I'm going to be right with Him. And I'm glad God's lighting that out for me because I want to serve God with all that I have. And because I want to serve God with all that I have, I'm glad God didn't say, just please me, but God showed me the way to please Him. There's a whole different way of looking at it. God has given us the way to please Him. And I'm glad He's lined it out for us. I'm glad He's given it to us. But to him that knoweth the good and doeth not, to him it is sin. We have to learn in our lives to start pleasing God with all that we have. Stop making excuses why we're not pleasing Him. And count it for what it is. It is sin. You and I do not know if today is our last day. But I do know I have a few more breaths, at least, to please God with it. I don't know if I'm going to be here next week. But I do know if I am, I better live for God in the time that He's given me. I don't know if I'll be here a year from now. I may be in glory looking down at you and still going, oh, Dave's jokes are awful. I don't know. But I do know if I'm here next year, that year that I have, that I better live for God with what He's given me. I don't know when the end is coming for my life. But I do know, till that end comes, every moment of my life ought to be for living for God and pleasing God with what I have. That ought to be for every one of us. We get so caught up in what brings us joy and what makes us happy and what we need to do. Because what is your life? Your life is about you. We get so caught up and so worried about this and that and what we can do and what we can gain and what we can buy and what we can sell. Why? Because your life is about you, not about God. You and I get involved in this and that that we should not get involved in. You know why? Because we don't think life's short. You see, as we look at this and we take this in the reverse way of looking at it, we do what we're doing because we don't believe life is short, we don't believe it's God's, and we don't believe we should serve God with all that we have. Well, preacher, yes we do. No, we don't. I believe many individuals in our day and age have missed it. They have missed it because we are living for the here and now, and for the self, and not for God. And we got to refocus how we're living our lives. Let me ask you this question once again. What is your life? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his soul? What is your life? If you're saved, if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your life is short, your life is not yours, and your life is God's. Is that how you and I are living our life? If you would fill that in, what is your life, what would you put? My life lives forever? My life is mine? and my life is about myself? Or would you put short, yours, and God in the blank? What would we put there? Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your precious word, and we thank you for this reminder from the book of James. Lord, help us to look at our lives and help us lives to mean something for your honor and your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.